What's going on out there? Welcome to the show today. Y'all, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the host, Mr. Talk. Man, we got another show planned, a great show planned for you. Yes, we do. So, hope you're ready. What leaders? The topic for the day. Ooh, man, I'm telling you. That's a good one, huh? That is a good one. I know, and we got it on there for you. You know, in the past, the black community had leaders who were outstanding. You know, they stood up for the community. They stood up for the culture. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Dr. of the black community. But you know, it's funny. It's funny because you know these so-called leaders now. It's amazing what they do. You know, they stir the pot. They get the fire going. You know, and all that. But once they done stirred the pot and it hits the fan, they're nowhere to be found. Nowhere to be found. That's right. Thus, what leaders? You know, I'm assuming that a leader should be there no matter what. Through the thick and thin, the good, the bad, the ugly, the extremely difficult. We don't have leaders like that today, do we? Heck no, we don't have no leaders like that. What we have is a bunch of people that just wants the limelight, that just want to be out there when the cameras are rolling. But when the cameras aren't rolling, what are they doing? Huh? What are they doing? I'm telling you what they're doing. Some of them out there being sued for sexual harassment. Some of them out there having their own little fears. And some of them out there just plumb right hiding. What leaders? Yeah, what leaders? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. You know, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I hope y'all ready for a great show. If you want to call in and be a part of the show, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Okay? And don't forget the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. East Coast, long time. Where you been, man? Welcome to the show. Oh, he was there, now he's gone. He was here, but now he's gone. But anyway, so that's what we're going to be talking about today on Wednesday, July the 24th, 2013. Yes, y'all. Don't stop. Yes. Oh, okay. East Coast made it back. Okay, that's a good thing. All right. Well, as I mentioned before, that's the topic of the day. what leaders, and we're going to really try and get into this thing a little bit, you know, because I think there's a misconception that there are actually some leaders in the black community. National leaders, local leaders, leaders, period. Where are they? Why aren't they stepping up? Why are they always trying to destroy each other? Why is the question why? What leaders? That's not part of being a leader. Is it? That's being on the bandwagon with somebody else. That's somebody's going on. Well, okay. Yes, 1640, 1651. Thank you for joining us today. Okay. You know, I can't say no more than that. That's all I'm saying right now. But I just want to let y'all know. What leaders? That's what we're talking about. I tried to lead myself. You know what, East Coast? And that's, you know, lately that may not be a bad thing to do. It really not, may not be. Okay. Well, it is what it is. Who know who isn't a leader? All the people with all the money who should be leaders. Well, you know, my grain, is it really the people with the money that should be the leaders? Sometimes they make the worst leaders because they do have money. You know, a lot of times they can buy. They can buy the way through things. Now, some of them try. Yes, they do. Some of them try to buy their way out of things with their money. But if they do have the money, why can't they help others? Understand? Why can't they help someone else? Put it to good use. But, hey, like I said before, we'll get into that in a minute. So before we go on and get too deep into this, messing with my granny East Coast in the chat room, let me go and get the house rules out of the way. My point exactly. On this show, we encourage open dialogue and we like everyone's opinion. Please respect everyone's time to speak. In other words, do not talk over each other. Please make your comments or responses as short and to the point as possible. No personal attacks are allowed. We are adults. Let's please conduct ourselves in that manner. If anyone violates these house rules, I would not hesitate to mute you, kick you in the side of the head, and have be done with it. Okay? All right. So those were the house rules. Quick, soft, and easy. All right? East Coast say, but Mr. Talk, have many advisors. Yeah. Advising what? You know, that's the other problem. Yeah, we have advisors, but who are they advising and who are they helping out? You know what I mean? Who are they advising? Who are they really looking out for? That's the word. When they're advising. However, there are appropriate time to follow. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, whether there's appropriate time to follow or not, they're still, there still has to be a leader somewhere. Now, the question is, are they taking you the wrong way or are they taking you the right way? That's a good question, huh? I know. That's what we're going to do. My grade say, hit your wagons to actress Kerry Washington and baseball player Tori Hunter, two great leaders there. If society would put them in positions of power, are you crazy? You know, I like Kerry Washington as an actress, except for on Scandal, because she has allowed them to make her the little. Y'all know what I mean. Y'all know what I'm saying. And I like Scandal. I think it's a good show, but you know, I do have an issue with making her. The show's basically slut. I can't find a better word. I could have said hoe, but I'm going to say slut. But that's when you have to use critical listening skills to talk. Critical thinking. Yeah, I know, right? Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah. Okay. All right, y'all. Y'all got me. Anyway. Y'all are so funny, man. Y'all really are. Oh my goodness, y'all are funny. Anyway, as I said before, let's put stupid people in power. Kerry is too intelligent for society. Oh, Lord have mercy. Is that the issue, Mike Green? A lot of our so-called leaders are just too smart for their own good. Rob, I see you out there. Welcome, bro. You know, are our so-called leaders just too smart? Yes, I was, East Coast. All right. All right, y'all. Welcome back to the show. Today we ask the question, what leadership? With everything happening in the black community, there currently is not any sign of leadership. None whatsoever. Or is there? I guess if you go back and look in the 60s and the 70s, well, thank you, Rob. You know, we had not only national black leaders, but we had local black leaders that helped solve problems, not only nationally, but locally in the community as well. You know, they not only stirred the pot, but they stood there when it got deep, you know, when the fire started popping out and coming at everybody, you know, they stood there. They hung in. But what happened? What happened? I don't know. Everything became glamorized. Everyone got interested. They forgot about helping the community. They thought about helping themselves. That's what they wanted to do. Benny, I see you out there. Thank you for joining. You know, they got to start helping themselves. You know, we figured that. They figured it out. Hey, when the cameras are rolling, we need to be there. When the cameras are rolling, we need to be there. We need to stir it up. We need to get it going. Make everybody uncomfortable. Make everybody know there's a problem. But when the fan, what happens? They're nowhere to be found. Nowhere. You know, and Rob has a good point. Rob said, you got poverty pimps. These bastards are getting rich from talking about black issues. They get paid to keep the Negroes quiet. My goodness. Oh, Rob, what's really going on with that? But you know, the interesting thing about that is when our so-called black leaders or a black man steps up for what's right, all of a sudden, these so-called leaders decide to what? To rip into them like a razor to paper. You know, instead of supporting or helping another black leader, they're quickly to try and tear him down, discredit him, make him seem like he has no freaking idea what he's talking about. What leaders? What leaders? Knowledge, what's going on? I thought you had done ran away from the show. But you know what leaders, and you know this is not, that is not leadership. It's not at all, you know, and that's the problem. There is no leadership in the black community anymore, and actually I don't see any in them the foreseeable future, really. I don't. You know what, my grain, Dennis Rodman may be a good chance. It may be a good choice. Hey, he may be a good choice after all. And you know what, Rob, that's a good point. Exactly. Rob says exactly. They get paid to quiet those that really voice what is going on in the hood. That's right. And they would go on all the major talk shows and all the mega magazines, and rip each other apart. Yeah. But why? Why? Why do that? You know, we have so much going on in our black community right now. It's not even... Oh my goodness, it's something scary. It really is. It's really scary, you know. but yet the white media proclaims that they are the leaders of the African-American community. And what they're saying is what's really going on. What world are they living in? What world are they living in? You know what? East Coast, actually, there aren't any, really, honestly speaking, there are no more black communities. There are black neighborhoods. There are no more communities. Let's be honest about that. What was a neighborhood no longer exists in the black community. It doesn't. You know, you have black people that live together in certain parts of a city, certain parts of a county, certain parts of a state, but they're no longer communities. Not at all. Huh? You shouldn't. And you know what, Rob? I talked about Dr. Cornel West yesterday. You know, selling out. Rob said you should have seen Dr. Cornel West on the Bill Maher show, selling out badly. Let me find a video debate between Cornel West and Dr. J. Kulak. You will see Cornel West sold out early. Well, you know what? You just don't know. My grand said, I'm not angry, just disappointed. Eric wants leaders, but he's okay if they are bottom feeding, knuckle dragging morons. Now, you know what, my grand? You know what? I'm asking what leaders. So how am I saying I want leaders? I want to know where are the supposedly real leaders that we supposedly have now. You know, the white media, the way the white media portrays it, we only have a few of them. Jesse Jackson. You know, Al Sharpton. Tavis Smiley. Dr. Cornel West. You know, Louis Gates. I mean, what? But none of them are displaying any type of leadership, at all. What they are displaying is the old crab in a barrel syndrome. One get up there and start making some moves, the other one pull him back on down. Now, why he pulling them down? He has that razor blade in his mouth, just chopping them up as he come back down. I know y'all may think I'm talking crazy. I'm not talking that crazy. Because some of you know what I'm talking about. You really do. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I know. I mean, take people like Bill Cosby. Now, you know, everybody thinks, yeah, that's Cliff Huxtable. But Bill, you know what? Bill does keep it true. And Bill says, you know, in that book, the black community need doing a better job of consciously molding its own cultural traditions with popular culture. You know, and he sent that out to people who said, well, we the black people need to assimilate. We need to go on and join with everybody else. Why? Nobody's trying to join with us, are they? Well, Nolly says that's because we allow the white establishment to choose our leaders for us. Everyone you just mentioned isn't a leader for me. Me either, Knowledge. And that's what I'm saying. Are we talking our leaders being a black bowl? That's all I see paraded about on the bull tube. Man, y'all on it today. Y'all right there with me. Y'all right there with me. Dang, Rob. You just hit what I just said. Assimilation politics versus black naturalism. Wow. Now, know what? That's all right there. That's all right. We done got into a topic I haven't even... Uh-oh. Yeah, I pulled it up already. That's a 10 minute thing right there, Mr. Rob. You know, I wish you had sent it to me a little earlier. I could have had it and we could have went on with that one. You know, let's see. Benny says, Bill Cosby, hate the poor and blame them for everything. That's why what happens when some Negroes get a pocket full of money. Rob said, look at the whole thing. Well, I will, Rob. Right now I can't because I'm doing the show, man. I will get to that. But, you know what, before we get any further into this topic, because y'all Boule. All right. Before we get any further, let's go and get the quote of the day and the song of the day out the way. Then we're going to roll on back into this. I'm glad we done got rolling already, though. Kind of get your mind moving. They represent us as mouthpieces. I don't know. That as mouthpieces? That's like they reference that they remind. Woo, man. Okay. All right, Rob. I understand. But here's the quote of the day. And I just happen to be doing, you know, a little studying, and this ran across my eyes. So, and I want y'all to check this out. Well, everybody really be paying attention. So Rob ain't going to go for this one. But anyway, here's the quote of the day. Acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, the Lord detests them both. And that's Proverbs 7:15. I pulled one out of the hat on y'all today, didn't I? That's right. Want me to say it again? Acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent. Doesn't that sound familiar, y'all? The Lord detests them both. Proverbs 17:15. That's what I'm talking about right there. Yeah. Yeah. That's the quote of the day. Oh, man. I tell you, a good one. That is a good one. I don't need to say any more about that. Chat room knowledge goes, they are bought and paid for. They are the new Ku Klux Klan in blackface. Oh, my goodness. Woo. Mm-mm-mm. And ears. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Now, with that being said, let's go on and knock the song of the day out the way. Now, I'm going to go ahead and get in this chat room, get some of this myself. But without further ado, y'all, here is the song of the day. Okay, the song of the day doesn't seem to be wanting to play. Interesting.
Can't face me in the light. They'll return, but I'll be
got y'all. That was a song that they call Unbreakable. Hey, y'all like that little kick in the end? Yeah, I mean, you know, what can I say? Whoo! Well, you know what, Rob? Going to find you Itch Cream, because that's what I wanted to play as the song of the day. So whatever, get over it. My goodness. You know what, though? Hey, we, right now, I'm in the chat room with these cats, and they doing it all. I think it's time for a new playlist. No, man. You know, just what type of songs and what type of genre of song does not comprise everything. So, you know, whatever, Rob, you'll get over it. You will get over it. Hey, we in the chat room with these guys talking about leaders already. I see my switchboard is beginning to line up here. We say Renee said, Vernon, Ebony, welcome to the show. I'm glad y'all just made it. And for y'all, I'm going to give the quote of the day. We ain't going to do the song of the day anymore. The quote of the day is this: acquitting the guilty and condemning the innocent, the Lord detests them both. Proverbs 17:15. All right. Yeah, we'll do some Rasta. I did do some Rasta songs. Don't worry. Be happy. I sure did. You just weren't around that day, Rob. You was out doing something. I don't know what you was doing, but it's okay. But anyway, before we get back to our song. Listen, is he messing with Rob? If we get back to the topic, I want to bring this topic up real fast. So I'm going to show you just how crazy things are really beginning. And just to ask the question, what are these people thinking? You know? Yeah, Bob Marley did a version of it also, Rob, before Fadden and Wright. That other guy. Yeah, so don't worry, be happy. Look it up. You'll find it. It's on YouTube. Anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'll tell you, I like that, Rob. That Rob's something else. Anyway. Here's something else I want to say. North Carolina lawmakers passed sweeping new gun laws. The Republican-backed bill, approved by both the House and Senate on Tuesday, allows concealed carry permit holders to take firearms into bars and restaurants and other places where alcohol is served, as long as the owner does not expressly fit it. Okay, wait a minute. The measure will also allow concealed carry permit holders to store weapons in locked cars on the campus of any public school or university. Guns will also now be allowed on greenways, playgrounds, and other public recreation areas. Now, the final bill dropped a controversial provision that would have repealed the longstanding law requiring a background check and permit issued by county sheriffs for handgun purchases. The measure now heads to the governor's desk. What the hell is North Carolina thinking about, y'all? You know what? What are they thinking about? Oh, Lord, this is crazy, isn't it? You're going to allow guns, I don't care if they concealed or whatever, on greenways, playgrounds, and other public recreation areas? Not only that, but you will allow them to stay in a locked car on college campuses. Allow them to be taken into bars where alcohol is served. Now, is it me? Or what the heck is going on? Has North Carolina lost their minds? Number one, alcohol and guns do not make a good mix. Those two are not supposed to be anywhere together. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm scratching my chin on this one because it's crazy. Why would you allow that to go on? Why? Once again, the opportunity has presented itself for a government, local, state, whatever, to do the right thing, and we didn't do it again. I don't care whether it's Republican. I don't care whether it's Democrat. I don't care whether it's Libertarian. I do not care if you're independent. I do not care if you worship the groundhog that kisses the groundhog that hugs the groundhog. I can care less. This is about as dumb as you can get. You're asking for trouble. Now, for some reason, whoever wrote the story had to say the Republican-backed House and Senate. Who cares? Where is the logic and the common sense? Where is that? I don't care if you do have a permit for concealed carry. Why? Why? In a bar? Where alcohol is served? Where they can't... Why? So now somebody step on someone's shoe and you don't like it, instead of just getting into a big old fight, we're going to have a god dang on all out shootout go on. And then what's going to happen? Who fault is this going to be then? Huh? Who fault is it going to be then? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? It is just crazy. Now it says coming next, the Obama gun. Okay. <Mm-mm. sighs> But y'all are failing to understand this. This is now really getting out of hand. This is not only getting, it has been out of hand, but it's really out of hand now. How can anyone in just common sense allow such a thing to happen? And of course, it's waiting on the governor's signature. Like, he's not going to sign it because his people came up with it, right? Well, hopefully he has enough nuts to not do it. Knowledge says it's not about logic and common sense. Come on, Mr. Talk. You have to see what's going on. Oh, I know what's going on. Oh, I know what's going on. And what's going on has happened a couple of weeks ago now. That's what's going on. Oh, I understand it quite well. Quite well. Trust me. Wow. It's just amazing at the decisions that are made. But yet, you're right, Knowledge. They want everyone to have a gun just like a cell phone. So, we're going to go on and keep going. Where are the so-called people that represent the people in North Carolina that are saying, heck no, that's not good? Heck no. Where's the marches at for that? Where's the protest? Where is the people who represents the people? Where are they? Nowhere to be found. You know why? They're nowhere to be found? I'm going to tell you why they're nowhere to be found. It's simple. There's no cameras rolling. You know what? And the right to bear arms. Everybody knows the right to bear arms did not include any black folk. Let's be honest with that. We know this. Why are we still trying to perpetrate that lie? That was never our right at all. They never wanted it to be our right. We can't look. And Knowledge says it does now. No, it does not. They still don't want us to have one, Knowledge. That's why they get these so-called leaders of the black community to stand up and knock everything they can to keep us from having any rights whatsoever. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm on a roll today. Y'all gonna have to work with me here. Hey, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the host, Mr. Talk. Y'all want to join the conversation? 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Facebook, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Y'all don't want to do that? Want to go to the chat room? www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62 without a K, y'all, without a K. And join me in the chat room because we got one going in there. Oh, boy, do we have a good one going in there. But anyway. You know, what's really going on, y'all? What's going on out there? And our so-called white established, white appointed leaders of the black community, where are they? What are they doing when the cameras aren't rolling? Well, we know what Jesse Jackson doing. He's getting in trouble all the time. Him and Jesse Jackson Sr. and Jr. You know, I guess the apple don't fall far from the tree. Oh, my goodness. He's up for harassment charges now. Interesting. But these are the people that we are supposed to hinge our future on. Are you kidding me? These are the people that are supposed to represent us, the public, the population, the black folk. Lord, this is crazy. Is this crazy? Hold on. Now let me let me bring this call in. All right, Joe, what's going on?
Is this going to be another show about Blackie Whitey?
No, this show is about what leaders.
Black.
Why? You whitey? Okay. You white, aren't you?
What I am is somebody who gets tired of the blackie whitey thing. You know, I go on white shows, blackie whitey. I go on black shows, blackie whitey. I get the Trayvon Martin thing, and whites don't appreciate the black side, their perspective, and the blacks don't appreciate the white perspective. It'd be nice to have a neutral show.
Well, Joe, I am talking about neutral leaders. I'm talking about our leaders. Where
Your
are
leader.
They? Yeah. What leaders? That is it. What leaders?
Well, who needs leaders? Why do you need leaders?
Well, you know what? Good point. Why don't we need leaders?
Well, you don't, because if every family took care of their own family, who would need leaders? If every family just said, you know what, son, you know what, daughter, I'm going to make sure that you're going to get good grades in school. I'm going to make sure that you stay out of trouble. And, yeah, you're black, and, yeah, life is against you. But if you get good grades, graduate from college, you will have a better shot at making it in America than if you don't have good grades and college. You need a leader to tell you that? No.
What?
That didn't make sense?
Say that again.
Say it all over again. Okay. I'm saying if a black family told their sons and their daughters, look, son, look, daughter, I'm going to make sure you're going to get good grades in school. I'm going to make sure that you go to college. And, yeah, even though you're black, you're going to have it harder than white people. But you're going to have a better time of it in life if you get good grades, graduate from college, as opposed to not going to college. Do you think that makes sense?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense, but what?
Well, that's up to you, but what? I'm not saying but what.
I'm saying you, but okay, but what? What I got to do with what leaders? Oh, so we can groom
them to be
leaders?
What, you need the leader? You need the leaders to tell you that?
Huh?
No, you don't need
leaders.
No,
I don't need a leader. Really?
Oh, you need a leader to tell you that?
I don't know. Do we need that inspirational person to stand up there, to stand up to whatever and the national everybody and say, hey, I'm standing up. This is wrong. Okay, we know it's wrong, right? Well, everybody out there that's been involved, we know it's wrong. Things are going on in the community that is just downright despicable. Okay? But why every time something goes wrong, we have so-called people that stir the pot. I mean, they stir it and stir it, get it all good up, throw the gasoline on it and everything, and you got this big old blaze, woof, then they're gone. But you got stuff on fire now, and things are burning out of control, and so forth and so on, and there's no one to help to put the fire out now. So you're on your own until the fire just burns itself out. Then all of a sudden, you have these same people popping back up all over again, going, oh, yeah, by the way, you know, you could have did this to help put the fire out. Or you could have used this to put the fire out. You might see my point?
Not quite.
No.
Because
okay. Well, I'll let you think about it. Hold on. Let me bring Goofy in.
Okay.
Goofy.
You know, what's happening now, it shows what happens when people rely on leaders.
Uh-huh.
The leaders have done nothing but fail the people that they're supposed to lead. And I'm sorry to say this, that, you know, back in the days, you know, the black people had a good, positive role model. But unfortunately, he was taken out of the scenario. And now you have all these wannabes, and the only ones that live throughout the, you know, trying to be the next Martin Luther King are good old Reverend Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. But we already know what type of people these leaders are. So it's like somebody killing the president and just some regular old, no offense, Joe, but some guy off the streets just becomes the president. You know what I mean?
That's
people aren't
going
to follow that type of person, you know? What? Go ahead.
That's not offensive to me. I think Obama's nothing more than a white politician in blackface.
Get out. Hold
what
on.
What has he done?
We're not talking about like that. Come on now.
Okay. I thought you were. All right.
No. Hold on. Let me bring these other two callers in.
Okay.
111, you're on the air, and Renee, you on the air. How y'all doing today? Renee? May?
Hello? I can't believe Joe just said that.
Oh, okay.
Don't be surprised.
What did I say?
I cannot believe that.
Get on the phone,
Renee.
Right,
you never believe anything I say. So, yes.
Joe got a leader himself. But he won't talk about it.
Unbelievable.
I still don't know what you're upset about, Renee.
When you said what you were sick of.
The what?
Go ahead, man.
When you said what you were sick of, people talking about the black and white issue, if you didn't have people like O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and all them leading y'all in the way that y'all go, it wouldn't be no problem with those leaders either.
No.
What's that got to do with me?
That President Obama is just a black power.
Oh, that. Well, he is. He's not. Well, what has he done that's so good? A lot of people
thought
of him.
It's not a matter of what. Look, most presidents, we have already established this. Most presidents haven't done much.
Right.
Okay, most of them. And it's mostly because, like you said a couple of days ago, that they really don't have a big power. They don't wield a lot of power, okay? So I mean, anybody that gets that position, and
hey,
I said
stop rubbing
before,
your thighs together. You're making too much noise.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
No, you did.
We don't want to talk. See, that's what you want to wave the problem to get to talk about crazy stuff like that.
See, that was...
That was wrong.
You start rubbing your lips together, and maybe you would.
I didn't know.
Okay, wait a minute. Stop before we get off. All right, stop.
Very
right, stop before we get off topic.
Everybody's experiencing a heat wave. It's very
we ain't talking about that. We talking about people.
Hold on. Let Renee finish what she was saying. Go ahead, Renee.
See, and the basis of it is that most presidents don't wield a lot of power anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But they get chosen because most of the time they're highly intelligent people. You got to kind of be smart enough to deal with all the crap that comes down. And then you're trying to say, and then you're trying to do good, which is just even harder to do because your good may not be somebody else's good. Look, it's a thankless job. Nothing that you do is going to make everybody happy all the time. There's no way that you can. There's just no way that you can.
Well, that's true.
All the time.
Right.
So if I'm happy, you're going to be unhappy. And if Joe is happy, then
and Maze will not be happy. Right.
Mm-hmm. Maze.
Well,
yeah.
And now when Renee finished.
Go ahead, Maze.
I'm talking about, he always talking about what we should tell our kids to do this and do that in school. They've done that in school and accomplished it in school, but they've still been pushed back. But Joe don't never have anything to say about that. It's always do good in school. In America, the school system is not at the top anymore anyway. So you tell yours the same thing if you had any. That's why I'm confused with you. I always want to throw it on what our children need to do and this and that.
All right,
but you got
to okay, so don't tell your kids to go to school. It's up to you.
You always talk about Ron Paul and you always talk about them Looney Tunes.
And if you're depending on the public school system, you're really going to be sadly
you got that
because
right.
It's not
going to
educate you.
Well, come on, let's talk
educated.
About leaders here, man. I mean, let's all calm down and pause and just relax, take a drink of beer, maybe some wine.
That's a cool question. How do we get the leaders like we used to have back in the day? You know, how do we get those type of individuals?
They're gone, Eric. I'm sorry. You're never going to get something
positive.
Because
they'll kill them. If people that came up and was talking about doing right, they'll kill them all.
Why do you need
like,
leaders to begin
problem.
With?
I ain't had
now.
No leaders anyway. I don't need nobody to lead me.
Okay,
nobody
so
need me in the wrong
you don't
direction.
Need them. If that's what I've been saying.
But you act like you want to come and say what you sick of.
I gave my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. And my opinion
actually made sense. Wait. So basically, what you're saying is everybody can go their own separate way. No, you don't need anyone just to, you know, help you go down and make the right decisions, right? Or help stand up with you. You can do that all by yourself.
The mother and the father should be the leader. They should have their kids follow their advice, which should be good in order for them, the kids, to grow up to be successful in life.
Yeah, that sounds great, Joe, but that's not happening.
Yeah, it's not happening. So they need leaders then? They need
leaders
to tell parents
what to do? You
have
a leader, Joe.
Huh?
You have one, but you won't accept it. Now tell me
who
needs you, Ron Paul, his son, and all those people that you name, they're leading you to think the way you do.
Who's my leader?
Look,
you always talking about Ron Paul.
He's not my leader. He's somebody I agree with. And if he was assuming the man
was
in the United States,
he
would do a hell of a lot better than anybody else.
We can't agree with people, and then you want to make them our leader? Jesse Jackson, the Al Sharpton, and all of them? Who gave somebody the point to say that they were our leaders? They're not my leader, because I don't even have, ain't even did nothing to associate with them.
Some
Look,
people
that's
accept
why we have
some
a democracy. That's why there's
so
a democracy.
So people can agree with them. People can agree with them just like you do, Ron Paul. Them, they can agree with Al Sharpton. Them, those that do will do what they're doing because they believe in what they're doing. Those that don't even have anything to do with.
Okay, so yeah.
So
let me ask this: Did we help build the image that they were the leaders of the community by following a lot of what they said goes, or you know, to help by following the fires that they set? You know, did we help, you know, say, and to help the white community say, yes, those guys right there, yeah, they are the leaders. You know, those are the ones they are following right there. So let's buy them out and we control everyone else. Huh?
Mr. Talk, no, they will stick them in front of the TV for people just to see them. And some people think that they can't get anything and come to focus unless they one of them standing there. That's what it is. It's just like you look at Ron Paul and all of the stuff that he's trying to do. If they didn't focus on him, well, nobody paying him no attention. And all the people that follow him, you remember those kids that was following him in the beginning, and then they turned it into the Tea Party? What was he doing? Leading them in the way that he was thinking, and they was thinking just like him. But nobody never called him a leader.
And
you take Pat Robertson and you take all of them.
Yeah.
They got people leading them, too. The people that think crazy like they do.
So there are people who do
lead,
and there are people who don't. It's up to you to assume.
Well, those are leaders.
It's
well,
up to you to assume somebody's your leader or not. But the question still remains, are these people the black leaders or not? If they are,
they
some
people
white
phone. Ones, Joe.
Huh?
You said Ron Paul doesn't think like you do. So what does he make
well,
him
if he
you?
Doesn't think like me, he doesn't think. I don't need Ron Paul to tell me
you
what to do with my life.
Reason? You follow him for what reason? Because he's leading you to where?
Well, that's your assumption. Where's your leader?
Look,
I don't have
out of Congress.
Look,
where's your leader?
Gracious One in the chat room says Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are only riding the MLK Martin Luther King's coattail. They haven't been a voice for black people. Huh? Stop calling them leaders. They are just a voice.
Because everything that I hear is not coming from Jesse them, that I hear people repeating over and over again, is not coming from Jesse them. It's coming from other people. The media is telling you what you need to think, and then you run along with it and say, well, other people are just 70% of this, but is those number right?
Well, no, the media puts these guys on.
No, you can't.
And well, they make the people believe that these are the people, that these are the speakers for the people. And it's shocking when you think about that.
Because if they're not there, that same media will sit. If they're not there, they will pay you no attention. But if one of them there, they're gonna run down. That's what makes people think that they are accomplishing things. They're not accomplishing them. The person that's having the problem and the grief.
When did Sharpton and Jackson even announce they were supposedly the leaders of the black?
Y'all made them leaders. We didn't. That came out of y'all mouth.
I never said that.
Because everything they say, like, well,
okay,
we're upset
okay,
say,
okay.
So
they are guilty by association. Every time something racial, that's what they are, racial stirrers, actually. Every time something racial goes on, something happens, who's the first faces you see? Or who's the first people that the media goes and try to interview? Really?
That's what I'm saying. So if you look at Pat Buchanan and O'Reilly and all of them, same thing. There's no difference. But I ain't calling them Joe leaders. He said that's somebody he agree with.
What's
the difference? Because you were talking about Sean Hannity the other day. And then he got some.
I didn't bring up Sean Hannity. Somebody else brought up Sean Hannity.
He's been leading some more people that look like us. Sean Hannity leads. So it could
could be said to be a leader.
But ain't none leading me.
Follow him.
The two people that wanted America changed and to see it done right are dead.
And
we didn't kill him.
Actually, if you're talking about Malcolm X, you did.
What'd you say?
I said if you're talking about Malcolm X, you did kill him.
Ooh.
Whatever you say, Joe.
Who was he killed by? He was killed by Muslims. Was there a white face amongst that?
They have white Muslims just like they got black ones.
But there wasn't a white face in the nation.
You're putting everybody in the same category.
What happened to Marcus Garvey and all of the rest of them? Who killed them?
I don't know. I guess white people did.
Okay, hold on, because you know you two will go back and forth the whole show. What did you
no,
say,
I'm
Renee?
Finished. I just wanted to know.
What did you say, Renee?
Look, regardless of whether we accept them or we want them, they are considered to be black leaders in the black community. Not that we voted them in and not that we just really want them to represent us, but they are the only ones standing up for black and racial issues. They are the only ones that the media goes to, and they are the only ones that people know who they are right away. Now, did we actually say, we want them to represent us? No, we didn't say that. They took that upon themselves. But the bottom line is we have to have somebody to represent the black community because the average Joe doesn't stand up and represent themselves. So we look at the Rainbow Coalition as being one that is supposedly doing good for the African-Americans in the United States. Do they always say what we want them to say? No. Do we always agree with what they're saying? No. But they're the only ones standing up being the leaders of the black community. So whether we like it or not, that's what our representation is.
And why people don't like them is because somebody told them to, and they let somebody lead them to dislike them.
Well, hold on. Let me
bring you right. The media make you love them, the media make you hate them. I put it that way.
Let me bring Chef Rob in. Let's see what he has to say today. Rob, you there?
Hello. Greetings, everyone.
Hey, Rob.
Hey. What's up, man? It's your long.
Hey, you know, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, NAACP, Cornel West, and all these people. Look, all they are poverty pimps, okay? Let's keep it real. NAACP been around since 1909.
Who founded NAACP?
Let me finish, sister. I'll get to
so
that.
You can tell us.
It was some white dude. I can't remember his
Thank
name.
Thank you. Okay.
That.
Go ahead.
Okay. So we're gonna let's deal with it right now at this moment. These people have done nothing for the black community, and they are always getting a camera put in their face, and always going ahead and dealing with the microphone. if they really want to go ahead and deal with black issues, they'd create a banking system, create industries. They would really do something. They ain't doing nothing but collecting money. And their only thing they're out to do is to come out and calm Negroes down, and that's it. They get paid when they come out from the opposition, from the people that are whatever's going on. If they came out to speak against police brutality, they got there's a group to come out and go ahead and pay them. The NRA has also paid Jesse Jackson to go ahead and keep quiet, to come on out and shut up. If you go ahead and call Jesse Jackson about an issue that you got in your neighborhood right now, I bet the first thing they're going to go ahead and tell you is that's not a big enough issue and how much you're paying. I guarantee you. I've seen that happen several times here in Chicago. So these guys are going ahead and speaking on our behalf, and we need to be going after them. They're the enemy from within, and stop protecting them.
Wow. Well, you said a mouthful there, Rob. Good luck.
You know what, Rob? Tell you the truth
out there. Wow,
that is true.
What?
I got plenty more, but I'll keep doing that.
It would turn you within to make you hate your own self. That's what it is. So why you got to hate what they do? Why you can't stand up and do what they doing?
Hold on, sister. Apparently you haven't been listening to me the times I came on the show. I am doing something to combat them. But they got money. They make... Jesse Jackson got rich off talking about black issues.
I don't care what it is.
Jesse Jackson got rich off talking about black issues.
That's good for him.
A spade. You don't want to do that. You want to go ahead and...
No. Let me
finish. Can he finish?
You have gone ahead. You came... Joe was 100% correct about him.
Joe was 100%
correct about him. He a black man in white face. He's done nothing for black folks. He's done stuff for the band.
He's done stuff for the band.
And he's going ahead to do it right now.
Everything around the
said
you just said. So what makes you want to follow him?
Maze?
Huh?
Okay, that's what I want, huh?
Can I tell you about the city councilman that sit on the council of everything, city councilman? You got some of us that sit on there and report everything going on to the mayor. You can be sitting up and having a meeting. You think you don't have no snitches sitting up in there, and before the meeting is over, they done went out and told your whole plan. But you always talking about Jesse. You talking about the people that you're not discussing and talking about. So let me just tell you the real deal.
You brought up something else. I agree with you. I sat in on
some council. I ain't mad at them. I just know who they are.
I'm mad at anybody who go ahead who comes around and tell you, hey, look, you don't do something, ain't done nothing. I live in Chicago, and the average murder rate, majority of our black folks, is around 500 every year. And these
there
guys
go, are repeating something the media gave
the last
30
plus years. And
the
these
media.
Guys
repeating the same thing that the media gave. That's what I'm saying. You a follower of what somebody telling you. Do you know that for a fact?
I know that for a fact because I'm in these streets. What you talking about?
You in the streets. So 500 people have been killed in Chicago. Where have 500 people been killed somewhere else? Do you know?
I live here. I got here. I
don't live in Chicago.
This is my house. This is where I live. This is my home.
Man, he's talking about his neighborhood. He's not talking about nowhere.
Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
No, that wasn't you.
This is where I live with. This is where I'm watching young people get killed. This is where I'm going to the funerals of my relatives who've been shot for just walking down the street going to the store. Well, my relatives are going to be harassed by cops, and they go ahead and they got their own companies. And some of my relatives who got businesses don't want to move out the hood but want to go ahead and do good in the hood. But then when they go ahead and go to their local politicians, don't come out. They go ahead and allocate funds to go ahead and help. But it seems to me that every time that the funds come out, the money don't come to where it's going, where it's supposed to go to, where it's intended to go to. It's going to them, to some of these fake nonprofit groups, some of these fake churches, some of these other organizations that's out here. It don't get on the streets. I see it firsthand, and I've seen it more on firsthand. I got firsthand knowledge of the last 5 years. That's why I started my nonprofit. That's why I got out in the street. Because I got sick of going ahead and watching these people go ahead and talk good. And then when the money come around, what these people do is you look up and they done bought a brand new house. Their kids going ahead, their college is paid for. Not just that 1 year tuition, the 4 years they're going to college. They got brand new college. They got brand new cars. Their woman, their girlfriend, and all these other people. So Jesse Jackson ain't no different. He done the same thing. He get money every time he come out. He had just come out for this Trayvon Martin thing. He know he getting paid to keep the Negroes quiet. I've seen it firsthand. And I got a relative who was going ahead talking to them about some stuff that was going on with her kids in school, and they told her exactly what I told them. That ain't a big enough issue, and how much can you contribute? We might be able to go ahead and come out.
Wow.
That's sad.
And those are your leaders, everyone. Those are your leaders. Those motherfucking pimps.
Those are man, high boy. That goes with what leaders? You know, what leaders? That's what I'm talking about right
there. Cheers to you, Chef Rob. Cheers to you. And keep doing what you're doing, man.
I'm funding my own nonprofit. Okay, out my pocket. When I make it work, I fund my stuff. Well, I don't hear what you're doing. You can go ahead and giggle all you want. I don't hear what you're doing.
Let me tell you what I do, and I don't need Jesse Jackson to do it. I go to the U.S. Department of Education. When I have a relevant problem, I don't need Jesse. Let me tell you what you just said. And I don't need Jesse to do that, and you don't need nobody. I don't need no nonprofit to do it. I do it for free.
And
anything I do for somebody, you know how much I told you? 1 cent. And that means it's nothing. So I know what to do. And I don't need Jesse. I don't need Adam. I don't need people that you call yourself a leader. I don't need them is what I'm trying to say. What you want somebody else to do, you can do for yourself.
Exactly.
Very simple and easy. So why you on here saying that?
Which is why you two are in agreement.
But I am not upset about Jesse. And I'm not mad with Jesse. I'm not mad with none of them.
Michelle and Green on the same
page. That's the point.
And you're
he's upset with Adam and all of them. Why is he upset? That's the thing when he start doing his. Somebody's going to be upset about the things he do.
Because he's taking the money from the hood and start putting the money.
All right, Rob, you need to get in one spot.
Is there a reason to be upset about
it? Rob, get in one spot.
Rob, not only do the black community does that, the white community is notorious for doing it as well. So we can't just say it's the black community. Because as well as the white community. For years and years and years, they started nonprofit organizations just to fill their coffers full of money. So don't just put it on the black community. And I'm not defending it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending it. I'm agreeing with you. But the bottom line is, like you, myself, and other people that are on this radio, they also step out there and they do the best that they can do. And they do what
without
they can do.
Without a nonprofit.
Okay?
Mace.
So don't get upset at us because we're agreeing with you.
But I'm saying when you get the nonprofit, you act like you're not getting money from somebody for nonprofit. You get money from nonprofit. Let the wrong group give you some money. You're going to be in the same situation they in. Why can't you just do it from your heart?
I think that's what he's saying.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
he started him a nonprofit organization.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
I think
what's wrong with having a
listening?
Nonprofit organization if that's what you can do for your particular community?
It's like taking money, too.
Well, maybe.
You know, like
first of all,
you have to
he's crooked. And I think you're assuming that he's crooked in some way. There's no proof that he's crooked. It's because he's got a 501(c)(3).
Right. Yeah. Look, knowledge in the chat room brings up a very good point. He says white people run the country so they can compensate for their corruption. Blacks don't have that type of economical leverage.
True. And when they get paid from it, they don't get paid from us.
But the point is, they are still out there collecting to stir up the pot and start fires, and then they disappear.
Who, the black leaders or white people?
Who,
black leaders or white people or both?
Black leaders. Black. And some white
leaders.
Them and most, they do it together.
And ask yourself, if you know, these people are traveling around the country, around the globe. Okay, well, how are they going here paying for them expensive airfares, Jesse Jackson?
I think it's the people when they appear at a, let's say, a Trayvon Martin thing or some other type of situation, I think the people who want them to come, they pay them. I think, what's his name, Sharpton gets $50,000, I think, to appear. But I may be wrong about that.
You're about right. You're about right, and look at Ben Jealous of the NAACP. They've been around since 1909.
You know what's funny about them? Because I had this is one of the other discussions of this. It's going on for a long time. I went to the NAACP website, the Core, and I think the Urban League. The NAACP has a nice, proud tradition. It doesn't have any of its civil rights achievements on its site, and neither did Core. And I'm asking myself, how come?
Come on.
I don't know, maybe just lousy web design, but I would have thought the NAACP would have had the civil rights movement and even prior to the civil rights movement on this site. But
look up how much you go here Ben Jealous brings down per year. Ben Jealous, I think, gets about $6 million a year.
He gets $6 million?
I think it's either 4 or 6. It's an even number. You put that into perspective here.
Man, I got to get into that business.
I told you, talking about black issues is a moneymaker.
You know, like preachers. Shit.
No, just like Pat Robertson them. Pat Robertson them do the same thing.
Oh shit!
And you look at all of those that we see, like O'Reilly them. He just went to do a speech down in Montgomery, Alabama. The biggest billboard you ever want to see. I wonder what kind of conversation he was having down there.
Probably a lot. He's hot.
And how much money
O'Reilly
he can get back. They're like that idiot Sarah Palin. All the money she got to go
yep,
to say
yep,
nothing.
Sarah Palin probably.
So why are you going to sit up and talk about somebody else when they doing the same thing?
Because I was born,
they're just getting
I was born
more money.
Black. I was born black, and I'm black to this day. I'm of African descent.
Saying?
I can't.
You might have been born black, but you still in a black system.
Oh, come on. Come
this system that you live in is not black.
You talking in circles.
I'm not talking in circles. I'm asking you the system that you were born in. What, is it a black system? No, it's not.
Everybody
is in it. Everybody play a role in what we see going on.
So what? That don't even want to respond.
That's what I know it don't. You ain't even
a woman, Mace. If you weren't a woman,
I said, Mace, what are you talking about?
I said that he said he was born in a black, he's black, and he's blowing in this system. This system is not
black.
I
didn't say I was born in this system. I said I was born black. I never said.
That's right. You were born black in a system that's not even black. It's a system that everybody's supposed to be in it, that don't get treated right in it.
Okay,
that's
wait a minute, hold
up.
So, Mace, please expound on that thought process there, please.
I was born black, too.
Well,
but this
system
was not a system for me. I'm just going through it, just flying through it. Because the Constitution ain't even meant for you.
So basically what you're saying is just because,
I agree with you on that.
We just here.
So wait a minute. So what you're saying is just because you were born black in a system that wasn't black, that you just should go along and just do what you're going to do and be through
with
it and accept everything that comes your way.
No, that's not what I said. I am not the only one in this system by being black. You got everybody in this system, just white, like Joe over there, Caucasian. He in this system. The Native Americans are in this system. We all are in this system, but we are not.
Let me point out a statistic for you, Mace.
Don't give me no statistics because I don't believe those.
Okay, well you can go ahead.
You can go and show me.
You
know
what
I'm
saying?
Don't
give
me that. They
yourself.
Can't count in the system.
Okay.
The census don't tell me about no statistics.
Okay, here it is. White wealth is 20 times greater than black wealth. Is that true or false?
Why is that? Because they told you that?
That wasn't a question, sister. Go ahead and ask the
question. I'm asking you, why is it?
You can't answer my question with a question. That makes no sense.
No, it's not true.
You talk
no, it's not true. No, I gave you an answer. That's not true.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh. Well, show me how many black corporations out here.
What you say? I didn't hear you.
Show me how many major black corporations out here.
How many major black corporations are there? There used to be a whole lot of them when they got burned up.
Wait a minute,
Mace. You're still going around in circles, Mace. Answer that question directly.
I'm not going around
directly.
In a circle.
Yes,
he gonna tell me that 20. He said that 23% of white wealth. What happened
I said
to the black
20.
Wealth?
See, you still not listening.
20 times.
I'm asking you, what happened to the black wealth that we had?
But how did that answer my question, Mace?
I'm getting back to what you said. What happened to the wealth that we had?
How was that answer my? Look again.
That's why we don't have any.
It's 20 times less than white wealth.
Okay.
You know what the main reason why that is?
Why? Ready?
Because of the free labor. That's what gave them a head start to this day.
What gave them a head start? What are you talking about?
Okay. Well,
I think he's talking about slavery.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was slavery. Can I help you with something? That was a black Wall Street. They burned it down. There was a place down in Florida that wealth was there for us, and there used to be black farmers that they burnt them down and took their wealth away from. That's why you don't have no wealth anymore. So don't come tell me nothing about no free labor.
When did you find that out, Mace?
I've been knowing that because I have the copyright to the person that wrote the book. Thank you, sir.
You came out the womb knowing that?
Yeah. I came out the room because my grandfather owned 300 acres of it. So is that good enough for you?
Wait. Look, I'm sorry. I got to do it.
But I'm always want to put blame. He always want to put blame on somebody and criticize about what somebody else got.
Oh,
and when he gets it, he ain't going to do what he need to do neither.
You don't know me that well.
And you don't know me either. I'm going to say a nonprofit, you just took me out of the spot then. Because I don't like to do stuff to get money from somebody else to do it.
So
if I can't do it with what I got, it don't need to be done.
You're going to go ahead and tell me. Dirty money comes
when you got to get it from somewhere else. It becomes dirty money. What'd you say?
Hey.
Who said anything about money being dirty?
You can't assume that, man.
Non-for-profit money? You think it's clean money? I don't think so.
Just because he's a 501(c)(3)?
Does that make it clean?
So how does she know she don't have one? She don't have one. She don't know how it's run.
I don't
have one.
Go
ahead and tell me how it is.
What are you talking about? I don't have one.
You just said
all of this is a tax write-off.
It's just like the preachers got, and it's just like a whole lot of other people got. The NFL is a 501(c)(3). Do you know anything about that?
Do that mean that they're doing right with it?
Here we go, man.
I'm going to flush that.
Okay.
So the money just downright dirty. Without the problem, it's just dirty, right, man?
Mm-hmm.
Any money you get besides the one that you work and earn is just dirty money.
That's right. If you get the money and the people that's working with you and y'all doing it all together and it's all in the grind and something happens, it all stays together. Like the people stay together, the money's not dirty. But if you got to go get it from a non-for-profit, they do dirty things because people go to jail every day for spending it and doing stuff.
All nonprofits?
No.
Did I say some people?
What I said earlier was I sat on
the meeting. So that ain't clean either.
I sat on the meeting.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well. Oh, God.
All right, Rob, you're breaking up again. You're breaking up again, Rob.
Yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah.
Man, you'll never get hot.
I think he's probably cursing Maze out right now. And the phone lines won't let him curse.
But I don't curse, so. And if he does, he'll be all right. He'll calm down.
Oh, boy. Oh, well.
Okay. All right. You still there? You still there, Rob? But, Maze, I right now I'm speechless because I don't even know how to respond to it.
I know because people, I don't know, nonprofit people pay themselves out of it.
No.
Mr. Saul, people pay themselves out of nonprofit. So everybody's not honest with money.
Mm,
okay, but you basically then told Rob that he's a crook.
What'd you say?
So you basically just told Rob that he was a crook.
Mr. Talk, you're not listening. I said he said he was going to set up one. He didn't say he had one. I said if he took one, he said he was going to.
That's not what you said, Mace. It's not this. Somebody with a 501(c)(3).
He said that he was going to.
Dirty money.
No,
that's what you
want.
Oh, man.
Does he have one? Listen to what I said. Do we have a 501(c)(3) or he said he's going to get one?
Yeah.
If you're going to start something, that means you don't have it, right? And I said if he did, he would be taking dirty money.
Hold on.
Here it is. I have a 501(c)(3). I've had it for the last 2 years.
You said you were setting up one.
I said that's why I started my nonprofit 2 years ago. You were not this. Ready to go ahead, jump on me.
So now out of your nonprofit, you pay yourself.
Oh, boy.
You're damn right.
So if Jesse Johnson came over there and donated money to your 501(c)(3) and told you you got to do this, you would do it because you're taking some of the dirty money from people.
It's pretty much at my discretion. I go ahead and I take money to go ahead and help the youth. I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a whole lot of people don't went to jail for helping the youth and were doing it with something else with it. All the time. Look it up. People going to jail for 501(c)(3).
Talking in circles, man.
I'm not talking in no circles.
Wow.
In the name of helping the youth. I've seen a lot of people doing it in the name of helping the youth, but they were just helping themselves.
Well, Mace, have you seen anyone who did the right thing with the money? Because apparently not.
No, you're still saying that
Rob is a crook.
Right.
He was a crook. I say he take dirty money.
That's not a crook.
What do you call a person who takes dirty money?
It is dirty money. That's what I'm gonna call it. It's dirty money.
A dirty money man, but he's not a crook.
You're kind of talking fast and talking in circles.
And a 501c3 money do come from the government, don't it?
No.
May.
Where do it come from?
It does. That's one of the sources, but it does not come from the government, man.
Where do it come from?
You can go ahead and get government money and you get private money.
Uh-huh, that's what I'm saying. Private money makes you getting dirty money.
God, man.
And that's what y'all don't like being called dirty money, but that's what it is. You got people go to jail.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good Lord,
have mercy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Poor man.
All right. Now.
Wow.
People scratching their head and going,
out there.
Look, I done lost all my little train of thought because
I lost mine for tomorrow.
Poor May. Whoa.
All right. Rob, would you kindly explain the your nonprofit 501c3, please?
Okay. The purpose of my 501c3 is to go ahead and teach people farming and agriculture, kids, low-income people, people who were previously seen incarcerated, and to go ahead teach them how to take it from the ground and bring it to the table. That's the premise right there. With me, with my culinary skills, I can go ahead, once you get it from the ground, I can teach you how to cook. I got people going ahead trying to teach individuals how to grow it, and then with transportation, trying to set up business, and trying to create entrepreneurs, and trying to create a whole new industry. One of the things right now we're looking into is aquaponics, where we're using fish. Are we there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're here. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're also trying to create fish farms and grow vegetation and vegetables at the same time. See,
well, I
so,
got it.
You
know what? It's no wonder you're a Wall Street launderer, because the dirty money has got to be funneled through your organization. It's got to be making you millions.
Oh, here you go. There you go.
But now, can I finish? I saw a woman do a whole wedding out of 501c3. A whole wedding. And was that crooked or not? She's supposed to get the money, and the more money she got, the worse she got.
But the thing is, everyone is not doing that.
Right.
That's why they go to jail.
You can all go get money, and you can also bring that money in to go ahead and provide burials for a lot of people.
Now, you give new meaning to the word going around in circles. No wonder you call yourself Maze.
They do it and write it in other ways. You could be doing a pawn and write it something else and stealing the money.
Round.
You're right.
Nobody knows.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, my.
Well,
okay. Anyway.
She found out.
Knowledge in the chat room says you can choose where the money comes from. Maze don't care where it comes from. If you take it, you dirty. It's just that simple. So when you take the money, just go on and get your own little handcuffs and get ready to go on and handcuff yourself and walk on out the door.
It's from the government and not from the government. It's a money laundering scheme.
Mm.
Some of it and a lot of it is, but does it necessarily mean that Chef Rob has a money laundering scheme?
No, he doesn't mean he hasn't got one. He can make it there too, since he's thinking about other people. He can make it to the top and make it the same way.
She's telling you my intention.
See, your phone keeps messing up.
Are you saying he's making his own money?
I say you pay yourself to it.
Let me.
Well, somebody's supposed to make a salary.
He's
not allowed.
He's got to pay himself. That's the first rule.
That's what a lot of people be paying themselves. People have went to jail
to live.
Let me ask y'all a question. Have people went to jail for what they have 501c3?
I'm sure there are people that have gone to jail for that.
I'm sure
there are honest, legitimate programs out there helping America, which is what he's trying to do. And you got to give him credit for that.
I didn't say nothing was wrong with what he was. I did not say nothing was wrong with what he was doing. Okay, did I?
But you want to call him?
What I said was wrong. What I said was wrong with him sitting screaming and hollering about Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all those people. Why is he screaming and hollering?
So we spent 20 minutes arguing over his
I was saying, why is he screaming and hollering over them?
No, you weren't, Maze.
Because whatever he got to do, let him do it and stop complaining about what somebody else is doing.
I don't think anybody online
saying.
So
he has no room
here
for Jesse, and he has no
room
for Al. If they both
got
501c3, let him work it. And he worked it. That's exactly what I said.
Hey, it's a game.
Let me ask you a question.
Never mind.
Now, what is that? When you're ranting and raving and going off like that, you fail to realize that you're missing the whole point of the whole conversation.
No, I'm not missing the point.
You're out
you
there
don't
in La La Land. You're out there in La La Land. We're trying to
no, you're missing the point because you get a 501c3 probably yourself. So that's why you're missing the point.
No, I really don't. I'm a hard-working, American. I pay my taxes.
That's how I do, too.
Daddy, I'm going to get me a 501c3 tomorrow.
Yo, you probably got one.
If it's like that. Good Lord. Look. Maybe I can get
tomorrow.
I'm not missing the point. You are missing the point.
No, he's just saying that he's out there trying to do some good. And
I didn't say that
he's out
there doing some good.
But you called him a crip.
I did not call him. I didn't call him if he takes 501c money. That's dirty money. That's what I said.
Dirty money.
Do you know what dirty money means? I said dirty money. Did I call him? I said he was taking 501c3. Did I say whatever his name is? I said you a crook. I said you a crook. Did I call him a crook? Or did I say dirty money? I said he's taking dirty money.
You're right, man. You're right. There's no difference.
You're just missing words.
Did you steal from your receipt?
I did not call him a crook. I said he's taking dirty money just like Jesse them.
Okay, well.
Okay.
All right. Then he's taking the same kind of money Jesse's taking?
Oh, well.
I'm not to do a joke.
Well,
okay.
That's
all
okay.
Right.
Well, you want to jump?
Okay.
All right.
No problem.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
All right.
Okay, let's get back to the topic.
We
damn.
Myself.
Now you want to get back to the topic, huh?
I tried to do that, man.
That's right. I clarified about myself. I said it's dirty money, and I'm going to keep on saying it's dirty money.
All right. Okay.
Sure. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Who ain't got no job?
Oh, God.
You know, who has a 501K? I mean, a 501c3, apparently, because they crooks. So they don't have a job. They just collect money to pay themselves, like Shelly.
Who said that? Somebody
didn't
have a job?
Build a Ponzi scheme.
Never mind, Maze. I'm not even good.
Whatever. Somebody's talking off the wall.
Yeah. Oh, you go. Really?
Wow.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Well, Maze. You see.
I have to say, you outdid yourself today, man.
All the day. And every day, Joe, I outdo myself with you. So I ain't even worried about that.
You got me there.
Okay, so
what I'm saying is that a 501c is dirty money, and I'm gonna keep on saying it.
That's it. Right.
Jesse take it, Al take it, and whatever his name, is dirty money. And I did not call them a crook.
That's right.
So why you keep on hollering?
All right, Okay, all right, May. I'm gonna start the countdown in a minute.
Okay. We got it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, all right. So.
I laugh because you lost.
Wow.
Wow.
See,
I wasn't even
you
in the debate.
You
I
said it just for a purchase.
Oh, God.
No, man, that's.
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Wow. This is like a Friday show or something.
Oh.
All right. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. So, with that being said, Maze, and I hate even to ask you this, but I'm going to ask you this anyway. So, if that's the case, then what are you doing to show your leadership within your community?
I just told you.
No, you didn't.
I go to bat for people all the time, and I don't need nobody money to do it. It's free.
She does. She,
it's right. It's free to be done.
Right.
All the deals is take my phone bill to be ran up, and I pay for it, and the work gets done.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, I hate to ask this question,
but go there.
Okay, so yeah, we got people that's homeless. We got people that's out of here that's poor, that can't feed themselves. Who takes care of that? Are you involved in that?
Yes, I go feed the homeless sometimes.
And where does that money come from?
My pocket.
Okay, so if you today you got 10 people, tomorrow you got 40 people. You don't
I
think you
go
need
on
to
a
get
medication
some help?
Break.
That's the way I cook.
Oh boy.
I cook to feed. The more you give, the more you receive. That is
don't
me.
You see that? Don't you see that line?
I babysit people they don't need to, so they can go to work and make money, and I keep them for free.
Don't you see that food line
that
can get longer and longer?
I still don't need no 501c3 to do it.
But if you see a few people today, don't you think that they're going to tell two friends, and then they're going to tell two friends, and they're going
to
tell two friends?
That's what
and
I want to do.
Before you know
do.
It, you're going to have a line wrapped around your building
and that won't
or
be
your
no
house,
problem.
And you're not going to be able to afford to take care of all of these people
well, listen,
on your
lady,
own.
I got friends just like me. All we need is 10 of us.
But
do
that's
same
how
thing. We don't need.
Are
we take our money and put it together and do it.
Thank you. Everybody don't need no organization. It's done that way.
Okay, but that's how they're formed. That's what I'm telling
well,
you. That's
they
how
might be formed that way. Everybody don't form
and,
theirs that way.
And the government will help subsidize those things.
I know that. I know the government subsidizes stuff.
Okay. Well, you're argumentative for no reason.
And so do the churches. They can go.
Like
and, they can feed you from within the churches. They can feed you too.
Mays, let me bust your bubble real quick. A lot of churches
are
501c3s.
Just because I don't want to take no money, go on the bus.
A lot of churches are 501c3s, Mays.
I know that.
Yes, they are.
So what
and that's why you got
preachers,
so they won't have to pay taxes on the 501c3.
But it's not only that. When you have smaller churches, they can't afford the taxes. They're getting tithes. They don't know what their income's going to be from week to week, but they still have to maintain the building and maintain the life.
You know that money
water.
That you call when you pay your tithes every Sunday? Or you whatever day you
that's
go to church.
That's what I'm talking about.
The money you pay
that's
your
what
tithes.
I'm talking about.
Some people don't pay their tithes. It's, you give
okay.
it to the people that need it. Because you put
okay,
your tithes in that basket.
You don't
know where it
went.
It don't go to them people
you're
outside.
You don't hear nobody today. This is the
what
main show.
What are you saying?
Exactly.
They get tax breaks. They get
what
you
say, Renee? I don't hear what you say.
It's a tax write-off when you go ahead and make a donation, Mays.
If you don't want no tax write-off, what are you going to get a tax write-off for? I know that's what people do. That's silly. That's a silly statement, Mays. How do you think big corporations stay in business?
Thank you. Or even more pointedly, suppose you have the opportunity to help 20 people. It's going to cost you $5,000 a year. You can't afford the $5,000. Would you reject an offer to become a 501c simply because
yes,
you have a predisposition towards
yes,
it being a money laundering scheme?
Yes, I would.
Even if it was
those
legitimate.
People wouldn't get help.
I guess they wouldn't.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I'm glad that the homeless are depending on you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad. Because
I'm glad that the homeless
are
depending on you
starving.
Either. You
hey,
homeless
I do
people.
My part. Hey,
because all you
part.
Got to do is a homeless person, they don't have to come to your house. You can go to them. Just because it's in your not in your neighborhood, you can go to different places and feed
look,
people. That's no problem.
I do that.
You
I
can
do
set
that.
Up a budget and feed
it.
People. So what are you talking about, the homeless people?
I have a family to take care of. My family should be doing the same thing.
I have a family.
Hey.
I have a big family. I got
hey.
200 people in my family.
Hey, you don't have
and all of us together,
you
don't need
either.
No 411C. What
okay.
I'm trying to tell you.
But
okay.
But you would reject a 501c3
okay.
even if it's legitimate. What sense does
it's
that make?
It's a tax write-off. If we got a tax write-off and we don't need one, then what?
I don't understand how that question is relevant to my question.
What
I know it's relevant
are y'all
to your
talking
question.
About?
Everybody
okay, well,
don't have to use that for a tax write-off.
Well,
that's why you got
them,
and that ain't right either.
We just won't have any free enterprise
right.
at all. We'll have no corporations because we're all in the world depending on
no, you do it like they used to do it.
Do it like
and the people
you
that
used
to feed people a long time ago didn't have to go through that.
If that works,
well, you just don't like tax write-offs.
And it worked then, and it still works if you know how to make it roll.
Look, if that worked, then we wouldn't need homeless shelters. If that worked, we wouldn't need. If that worked, we wouldn't need to have a food bank. If that worked, then we wouldn't have to worry about not the churches not taking care of the community like they used to. If that worked, then we wouldn't have. Poor children walking around here with no shoes and no backpack.
Could that be the problem
no
because you need
a body?
Could
no,
that be the problem?
That work.
Could that be the problem because you got
work.
That's what I'm trying to say. Could that be the problem because you want to do it because other people do it that way? You
no.
don't have to do something because somebody do it that way. You can do it your own way. and make it work.
There's no dispute there, Maze. That's not under dispute.
But you got to have a 401c to do that. No, you don't.
Nobody's saying you have to do it that way. What you're saying is, if somebody's doing it that way, they are absolutely a crook.
I said they are taking dirty money.
But they're not a crook.
They're taking dirty money.
I got
okay,
you.
We're wasting time.
Wait a minute.
Everybody, I can't explain
nothing.
I don't explain to people that's low, okay?
Look, Maze.
What?
All right, thank you. All right, anyway. somebody said, can they get a plate, please? The knowledge actually couldn't get a plate. Anyway. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we're going to move on from this. We have determined that Maze is Maze. Maze believe what Maze believes, okay?
That's right.
We're
going to
agree.
We're going to agree
to leave that alone right now.
Thank
all right?
You. Woo!
Yeah, because, my goodness. Ooh, boy. All right. So basically, what we're saying is the so-called leaders of the black community are not really leaders. They're as they call it, poverty pimps and, you know, racers and hush men and so forth and so on, correct? Can we all agree that that's basically what we're saying?
And self-attack write-offs and all that fit in there together.
Hey, we ain't talking about no damn tight write-off no more.
You talking about poverty pimps? That's where they're doing it, and that's what they're doing. So they put that in there.
Man,
leave it off.
Man, it's okay. All right. Okay, we through. Okay. Now, I want to go back to something I was talking about earlier, the first story, because I'm not going back into this right now. In North Carolina, and they new gun law they passed into where they can take guns into playgrounds, bars, and basically wherever they want to if they have a concealed handgun license. Is that logical? Is that
no.
a good thing?
Absolutely not.
Quiet, Maze, don't break up with us. Mary's going to break up with a 9mm in a minute.
I don't even believe in weapons, thank you. Because I ain't trying to kill nobody.
I think it's ridiculous. I think when you put guns in a situation or put them in an environment where you have children or alcohol and beverages or put it in a situation where it could be a possibility of something going down that shouldn't, like in a bar, how many times have you maybe had an incident with somebody in the bar. Now, if you get upset with them, or they can just go to their car and get the gun and just have a old western shootout in the parking lot, then innocent people are going to get killed. I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. This is purely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Why would the teacher need a gun in her car in the school parking lot? Why?
Right.
Are you going to have time to run and go?
You know, here's another one. The NRA was trying to say the teachers should go ahead and arm themselves in the classroom, a classroom of 5 and 6 year olds.
And that's what they're trying to do in Ohio, arm 200 teachers with guns.
Well,
now, what kind of sense would that make?
Well, it is a school district here in Texas that already allows that. So.
Yeah, there is.
You know,
there have been plenty of districts that allowed that. Not,
and have
not
them don't need to be in,
teachers,
and have them don't need to be in the classroom.
People
with
to bring
no
guns
anyway.
To school and they can leave the guns inside their trucks. They've been doing that for 100 years.
They want these to be in the classroom, not in no
school. McKinney schools have allowed armed security guards in all their schools. So they have armed security guards in all their schools. And I don't even think that's right. But the simple fact is if somebody's coming into your school and they're going to come in shooting up the school, you need to have an emergency situation that you already know what you're going to do in that instant. They need to look for better ways to lock down the school. You know, lock the classroom down, have bulletproof glass. You know, they need to think about those things rather than arming the teachers or arming the security guards inside the school. It doesn't make no sense. Not at all.
One thing is the school needs to be protected. I agree with that. But it's the stuff that's outside of the school that really needs to be dealt with so people don't have as many guns. And especially in rough neighborhoods, if you go little things to go ahead and help, go ahead and bring down that poverty rate, and go ahead and give a little bit more financial and economic stability, would go ahead and not have a lot of people going ahead thinking about carrying guns and doing all kinds of ills in the street. That's the part that's not being dealt with. And back to what Joe was saying, that's why I agree with Joe. Obama is just black. He's a white man in blackface because he ain't done nothing to deal with those problems. Think about it. He has not done nothing to deal with. I'm in Chicago, okay, again, and he's not done nothing to deal with those problems that's in the street in Chicago. He was a senator here. He was a community organizer.
Did somebody say what about
problems.
The governor?
He knows problems firsthand.
Did anybody say what about the governor?
Why don't you ask about the governor before you go all the way up?
Or the mayor or the governor. They ain't doing nothing.
Like I just said,
Hold on, wait a minute. Now, you know what? I kind of have to agree with Rob here, and this is the reason why. You know, as Rob said, this is his home stomping ground. So it's not like something he doesn't know about. You know, instead of, you know, fix, you know, like the old saying, take care of home first. You know, and especially with the homicide rate of black-on-black crime in Chicago, why hasn't he done something to try and curb it at least? You know, or has it been that the so-called leaders in that area hasn't spoken up and asked him to do anything about it?
And here's something else, Eric. Here's something else. Illinois just passed a concealed and carry law. So with all the problems that you have now, you're going to go ahead and allow even more guns on the street?
And who did that? Who passed that law?
Mace, you know what? I'm trying to respect you as
I
much as possible.
I asked you who passed that law.
But it's still your questions are just in a...
And every governor that's Republican want to pass that law.
Your question is just...
You can say the state of Ohio, they
want to
do
solution.
The same thing.
Okay,
but nobody never looked at their mayors and their governors. They want to just jump up to the president.
You know, we done started up that little division line of a party affiliation and all that. Why does it have
to
be all that? What?
That's what I don't belong to a party.
Because I don't think this is no longer a Republican, Libertarian, Democrat, Tea Party, whatever problem. It's a national problem. It's a problem we all deal with.
Mr. Talk, you got your congressman that's sitting up there every day. Nobody complains because all the bills and everything is passed through them. Nobody want to say nothing about them or what they need to be doing, but they want these gun laws that's passing in these states. The governors want them and the mayors want them. But now everybody want to holler, well, why can't he do this for this state? He's the president of the whole United States. And before he got there, wasn't the same thing?
Can I deal with that? Because that's kind of a weak argument when he's dealing with Obama. Obama was here, grassroots, on the street. Became a state senator, so he knew that stuff. One thing he was saying is he can't do nothing because he's not the governor. He came a U.S. senator. He was saying he couldn't do nothing because he's just a senator. Now he's the president. He's the top guy, and he can't do nothing now? I can't go ahead and support what you're saying.
No, I don't think it's that necessarily. I just think it's kind of like you can't fix all the problems. There's no way to fix all the problems. There's just no way. I mean, in every city, you have a similar problem. Maybe it's not as severe as it is in Chicago, but you have L.A. It's just bad in L.A. You have Oak Cliff out here. You got blacks killing blacks out here. I mean, every city, every country, every city in this United States has a similar problem. So
you
got to find out the basic problem. What's the basic problem?
Again, I agree with you, but you're going to talk about the basic problem. How more basic can you be when you're a community organizer in this city? How more grassroots do you need to be? You walk these streets. Obama had even been shot at here in Chicago. So what else do we need to go ahead and do for him to go ahead and come back? You start right here in Chicago. Read his book. He had been shot at.
How is he going to start there?
Let me finish.
Look, he's one man in a huge United States of America. Okay, we have a lot of issues that need to be dealt with. Not saying that George is not important, because it is important. But the bottom line is you are being shut down.
by other forces, and you cannot go in there and try to fix all of the problems. You have to pick which ones are the most important. Deal with those at the top of the order and try to wheedle your way down the list. You cannot expect him to cover everything. He's one man. If that was the case, why did George Bush do anything?
Okay, so which problem has he dealt with?
Anything? If that was the case, why didn't George Bush do anything?
If that was the case, the president that they voted for, why didn't
he going on that long.
It's like this. George Bush accomplished what he wanted to accomplish. He got Saddam. That's what he wanted. That's what he wanted.
Got him, right.
You know, he did what he wanted to do. He started wars to go and get him some oil to make him so much money. He used his position to do exactly what he wanted to do. Him and Cheney.
Exactly.
So
him and the Congress. Him and the
off the American people.
Because the Congress gave him everything he wanted when it came to money in a war. And they would do it now. They'd give him money for wars, and that is where it stopped at.
All right, hold on. Let me bring this lady in. Miss Lady, welcome to the show. Miss Lady? Oh, well. As soon as I call in, she dropped. Okay. She had another phone.
Well, Mr. Talk, I was wondering why they don't get upset with the mayors and the governors.
Why don't get upset?
Why they don't get mad with them in the same way?
How about your city councilman? How about your city councilman? Look at the smaller picture. Look at some of those things.
You should start at the bottom and end.
Okay. Okay. Let me address that. Let me address that. Because a lot of these city council people have been in office for 20, 30, some of close to 40 years. So. And so that's another reason I say, hey, a person who walked these streets, who knew it firsthand, why you give them a pass?
What I'm saying is, look, there's a lot of things going on in this country. And yes, the president has a big old bullseye on his forehead because everybody wants him to fix everybody's problems. And you can't fix everything. You can't. I wish that you could.
Let me address that real quick, and I'll keep
going. If that was the case, our budget would be balanced. If that was the case, we wouldn't be at war at all.
Let me address
that. We would have young people dying every day because of a war. Please.
Okay.
It goes on and on.
Let's go ahead and look at what Obama did when he first got there. He carried on George Bush's policy by going ahead and bailing out the banks. My thing at that time was, why give the banks a second round of money when you should have go ahead and gave it to the citizens when they return? It's going to wind up in the banks anyway. So he's dealing with the immigration deal. He's dealing with gay rights and a couple other silly nonsense, and ain't dealing with what's going on these streets.
Can I ask a question? Did he do this, or did they have to vote on it?
Wait a minute, he was a spokesman.
And just write that and say, y'all go ahead and do this. And I'm quite sure if he could do that over in Chicago, it would have been done a long time ago. But you got this Congress that's sitting up there that's stopping everything that you sit there screaming, hollering about. But then you got your governors and your mayors working around along
too,
with those
right?
Congress people.
So let's deal with executive order.
But don't get
executive orders means he can overrule all that. So you don't know what you're talking about.
He can do some stuff and go to jail, too. And I'm quite sure I'm glad he got some stuff.
What is it with you and criminals in jail today, mate? What is wrong with that? Everything has got to result to jail and
that's
going
the law.
Doing something wrong.
Because most people think he can do for them, he cannot.
Oh, Lord.
That's what
knowledge
I'm trying to get
says,
to. Most people think that he can do for them, he
knowledge
can't.
Knowledge in the chat room says, because people don't put as much focus on the state and local level where their
Thank
vote
you.
Actually
And that's
counts.
What the problem is.
And that's what the problem is.
When you see elections come up, and you have an issue that's put on the table for your city, how many people go to those meetings? How many people vote in those small elections?
No.
How many people do it? Probably
not. Not us, anyway.
And how many times have your senator?
Not us.
No. I have a question. How many times have your senator stood on the floor and said, we need to do something about this and come up with some kind of arrangement? He don't say nothing. I don't never hear y'all talk about him. Your senator from Chicago or your congressman from Chicago, but it's always what the president promises and what he said he was going to do. I ain't looking at my president. I am looking at mine.
Wait a minute, wait.
Congressman,
now.
That's who
I know. What's the senator's name? Rush?
That's
his name, Rush.
That's right.
Rush.
It don't matter who's the president.
Yeah. Bobby Rush, a former Black Panther, former Black Panther.
Right. He was on one of the talk shows the other night fighting. Yeah.
To me, he pretty much sold out. He's another one. He's been in the fight, supposedly the struggle since the 70s, and he ain't done a whole lot.
Because it's hard for one man to do everything.
Well, all we know that was
it's
came
hard.
Out of Chicago.
We
except
as African Americans, listen,
so,
listen, we as African Americans will sit here
look,
and argue and fight
all day,
but we won't get together.
Yeah, this is what I want to say, and I'm still riding with Rob on this one, you know. And President Obama, now, granted, the black folk really didn't ask him to do anything. Not no one in Chicago, L.A., New York, Florida, none of them answered me anything. However, and here's my theory on this. Now, I understand the first term, you know, he was kind of handicapped or whatever, you know, because he had to worry about reelection. He doesn't have to worry about that now. Once again, this is your home state, your home city, where you grew up at. When he first came in office, he busted his butt to do what? Push the Affordable Care Act through, right?
And
am I right?
Yeah,
now, listen, exactly.
He
pushed it through.
Listen, man.
All right, now, he's at the point now to where he doesn't have to worry about reelection. Okay, so your approval rating is dropped. Who cares? Who really cares now? Take care of home. Hell, just like you work hard to push that through, you work hard to do something, put some kind of legislation up here to stop. Quit tallywhacking, playing with people. No, listen to me. Quit playing with these people's tallywhackers and cootie cats and say, look, this is what's going to happen, and it's going to happen, whether you with me or not. Take care of home. Chicago, this is not something that just started in Chicago this year, last year, whatever. This has been something that's constant. He knew this when he got elected. So why not say, I'm going in and take care, do something for Chicago? You understand what I'm saying? Now, all this other crap, all facts don't start with me today. I'm just telling you now, don't start with me today. All right, now, and what I'm saying is, look, quit. You ain't got to worry about it no more. You ain't got to worry about it no more. Let's do it right. Take care of home. Stop all our young men from getting killed. I mean, Chicago got, man, the homicide rate, I mean, I understand it's going on in L.A., but Chicago is out of control. It's out of control. Look, it made big news when the little girl got shot. That's only a couple of blocks from where Obama lived at. I think something like that in the same area.
And
that wouldn't have woke me up.
It was a bunch of them that day. I mean, and this has been going on for over 30 years. Over 30 years.
And it's still going to go on after he gone.
Oh, man.
And you ain't
going to
be standing out hollering the same old thing.
You still don't get it.
Well, you need to get your help from. You're looking at the wrong place.
I'm looking within myself.
I hear what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying, and I know that it's a difficult situation, not just in Chicago, but in a lot of other
countries.
And I know, and it is killing our black children. It's killing our black children because we're killing each other. And it is a situation that needs to be handled. And I give Chef Rob all the credit going out there and trying to do his job and help people find out that they can do a better, have a better way. But the reality of the whole situation is that president, it doesn't matter who the president is, no one president can fix the problem. None. And I wish that it was he could snap his fingers and all the crime would stop. But if anything, it's going to be worse before it gets better. Because we as a people have to stand up and say, hey, something needs to give. We don't need to kill ourselves. And they don't even
now,
see it regular genocide.
Can I
you know what? And that's a good one, Renee. And that goes back to the original topic of the show. What leaders?
It goes back to the point of...
Who's helping, you know, initiate these things?
And let me make this point real quick. Okay, I understand that he's got the country to worry about, even the planet. But at least show some things that's going on. The programs and the programs that I see that's put out here ain't worth nothing. Ain't worth nothing. At least do something that's go ahead can be sustained, to go ahead and make a dent in what's going on here. I have not seen nothing. I've talked to people that's getting out of jail, that's in jail. I even got relatives in law enforcement tell me firsthand what's going on. I know other people that's out here trying to do stuff. There is almost nothing coming from this guy who used to live here. think about that. You cannot go ahead and tell me that, hey, look, you're not going to take care of your house first.
I'm saying, how can he take care of the house? Can he just jump up and take care of the house? Or do he have to go through the Congress to take care of the house?
Okay, so look, next time you get paid, let me ask you a question, Maze.
He's not the only president.
Next time you get paid, Maze, go pay your bills, come on home and throw your money right out the window.
So let me ask you a question. Is he the only one you sent to Washington?
Wait a minute. Stop. What you mean you don't pay no bills?
I don't. I said I don't have no bills. I ain't say pay.
Oh,
I don't believe in owing people stuff.
Look,
you pay your bills off, you don't have no bills, and that's what you talk, huh?
Everybody has bills, man. Everybody.
I said if you pay your bills off, you don't have no bills.
You got a water bill.
I don't even pay interest.
So you don't pay for your water, right?
You just blow
it. No, you don't.
It's all free.
Oh, okay.
No. You don't get no air conditioning in the summertime. You just
put
it up to the neighbors, huh?
You're paying
for everything. My husband pays my bills. That's why I don't have to pay no bills. Thank you.
Yeah, okay,
they all get paid off because I don't have no bills. Nah. Okay. But getting back to what I was saying about he's not the only one you sent to Washington, when you start complaining about those people too, then you will have some. But if you just complain that one person you sent to Washington and you're letting the other one slide, something is wrong somewhere. Because you got senators and you got congressmen that you sent to Washington too, but I don't never hear nobody screaming or hollering about them. And they represent your neighborhood just like the president.
You complain about Congress all the time, sitting on their hands.
Yeah.
You complain about the Senate. You do. You have
I'm
to.
Saying, but they don't.
They're not working as a team. They're working against each other.
That's what I mean. They work together.
You have to sit there, and you can't just say it's just one person. I agree with that. But the bottom line is that you have to complain about all the parties involved. Big government, major government is not actually what it's meant for. It's for the people. It's not meant for the people. It's not.
Okay, hold,
and if you're
going to
sit here and believe that it is, then you got something wrong with you.
Hold on, let me bring Vernon in. New insight. Vernon, you're on the air. What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey,
how y'all doing? Hey, how's it going? Hey, man, I'm kind of riding with Rob on this thing, man. You know, if we can get involved in everybody else's affairs, these foreign countries and things, and we got problems going on in our own country, it seems like we should be able to, you know, see the president, whatever, they should be able to handle these things. They should be able to take care of this stuff here first. You know, every time some shit go on in another country, we dipping our hand, nose, money, military, putting risk in the lives of our troops and everything, we getting them involved in it. But shit that's going on right here in this country, we sit there and we turn our head, the president turned his head to it. Like Rob said, Obama's from, you know, that's his home ground, man. I ain't going to say his home ground, but he lived there. He was there. For him to see that and sit there and act like he don't see it, that's kind of messed up, man.
To see what? What do you mean?
I'm sure he sees it because he mentioned it the other day on the television.
Michelle knows it's there.
He mentioned it. So he knows that it's there. The bottom line is, like I said before, it doesn't matter what president you have. If you have President Clinton from Arkansas, he knew that there was things going on in Arkansas, but he couldn't attack them all at once. You have Jimmy Carter from Georgia. There's issues going down there in Georgia. Every state has something going on. And you just centralize on one president when it's not just the one president. It's all of them. It's the government. It's everything. It's all inclusive. It's not just one thing. They're not worried about the people. They're worried about the money. And that's just the way it's always been. They want to make sure you pay your taxes. They can get their paycheck. They can go on an hiatus. They can go do what they got to do.
But okay, I understand what you're saying, and I've been listening to you say that for about the last 45 minutes.
But Vernon,
you said the president went to the White House from Chicago. Then you got the senator, your cousin, that went to the White House from Chicago. You got your cousin, the governor, that's in Chicago. Then you got your cousin, that's the mayor. But you just only want to get your one cousin because of all of this is going on to make him want to change? Or do you need them all together as a group standing up there?
Okay, why is something going on? I hear
your radio.
What is that noise?
Somebody's radio.
I hear somebody's radio or something playing.
Well, I don't have radio on.
Okay. But anyway, something going on in Iraq or Korea or like in Kuwait and all that stuff right there, we jumping up, the president and all these shit, they, you know, they jumping up going over there.
Yeah, you got
right
to
here,
now,
right here, nothing.
He needs a Secretary of the United States so that person can go around and go to different states and do stuff.
Like, no, like no more bureaucracy, no more bureaucracies, no more offices, none of that.
I mean,
he's got enough.
He kills me when these people, he promised us. He ain't promised me nothing because I ain't really looking for nothing. That's for the ones that's looking for a promise. I'm not looking for because I ain't looked out on
well, you know
promise
some,
from none
you know
of the
others. Well, Maisie, see, you in the way. Stay out my way.
Well, you in the way because that's why you out there screaming and hollering about something, but you're not in the right place.
Damn right, I'm screaming out your house about stuff because
I'm tired
of
going
ahead
and going
about my family.
If something I don't like, you know who I'm going to first.
Look,
it
look,
seems like
look,
really
look
that.
I agree with the fact that there's a lot that needs to be done. You have homeless people out here. You have people killing each other, and we said that over and over. You have poverty all over this United States. You have people that need jobs, and they can't find jobs. There's a lot that needs to be done. You can't fix it. You cannot fix it all. You can't. And to sit here and just blame the president for everything that goes on in this country, everything. And it's unrealistic. It doesn't matter who is president. I'm not a Bush fan, but there's no way that he can fix everything that's going wrong because he didn't even look at it. Okay? He didn't even look at it. It's a matter of picking and choosing the most important things that you can attack while you're in office and handling those. That's for every president. And I'm not just defending President Obama. I'm defending the presidency in general because it's a position that nobody wants. Who wants that job? Nobody wants that job.
The people who run for office.
They
don't really want that job. That's a thankless
job.
Yeah, but they're still running for office. And the whole thing is, the president is supposed to have a lot of power, and yes, the Congress is supposed to have a lot of power, and they're supposed to be responsible along with the president.
But
you know they don't.
The economy and everything else is
going to go down the hill.
For a long, long time. It's not just because of Obama. It's not just because of Bush. But it's because of the president, along with Congress.
Show
nothing. You've already talked. I want to talk for about 35 minutes. Thank you very much.
If they failed his cabinet, his own
president. As a result, the United States has gone downhill since the 50s. Why?
Oh, okay.
Why? Okay? You have to ask yourself, because Congress passed rules, laws, regulations, taxed everybody out from here to Timbuktu. The reason we're in the mess we're in is because of Congress and the president together messing up all of America. We wouldn't have the problems we have today unless it was for them.
But also, Joe, in this instance, we also have racism playing a part. And I know you don't want to say that, but it's racism.
What, we have racism?
We want to vote in the system, Joe.
Well, I know we have racism.
Look, the Congress, the Senate, the Congress, hey, we're not going to let him get anything passed. How dare that brother think he's good enough to run the country? Oh, we're going to shut him down in every corner. How dare that brother speak to us like that? Who does he think he is? And I'm saying brother, but they really mean the N-word. Okay, please. Racism plays a big part in it.
And yeah, racism does have a big part in it, but
also when it comes,
you've got black leaders who are doing nothing about it. And I'm not talking about Sharpton and Jackson. I'm talking about black governors, black senators, black congressmen who are doing nothing. So why? Because that's why I call them white politicians and black face, because they're as corrupt as everybody else.
But Joe, they can't
even
come out with a bill.
There are some corrupt ones. We not need to mention Jesse Jackson Jr. But there are.
You got that right, because the one over in Virginia just as crooked as anything, and he might be going to prison next. But we want to get to
him. There she go with
the
jail
and
prison
Jesse
again.
Jackson, yeah, he's the governor. Did the same thing. And how long do you think he's going to get away with it?
Who?
Who?
The governor of Virginia. What?
So I'm going to ask you this. I'm not saying it's Obama. It's all on Obama because, you know, the problem been going on before Obama got into office. But don't you think that the president should take care of the problems in this country before we even think about dealing with other people's problems?
Let me go here. The president doesn't have his full cabinet. Didn't have it in the first term. Don't have it in this term. And a whole lot of the problems that's got there for these judges on the bench?
Simple question.
What does that got to do with the foreign policy?
You got his Congress. You got this Congress in here.
We have.
Won't put the people in place because those people he confirmed why they were supposed to be out of session.
What does that got
to
do with Syria, Tunisia, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Gaddafi, and everybody else overseas?
She didn't even answer the question.
I didn't hear what he said.
What question has she answered today?
I answered the question. I'm telling you, his own party didn't even fill his cabinet, and that's what you need in order for your people to work. If you get your cabinet filled, don't you think some of the things that you see was going right? And then,
not a damn
like
thing.
Just like I said, when the president is gone,
you're
going to have
myself.
The same senators
Seven,
to sit up there and vote for.
6, 5.
You ain't running nothing. That's the problem. Y'all think y'all run stuff.
4.
I think this is Mr. Talkshow, not yours.
2. 1.
But baby,
right.
He battled.
When you're trying to talk and get your point across, sometimes you kind of ramble, so we miss the whole point of what you said.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
I'm going to say it slow so you can.
No. You're missing the whole thing. You know, we get you're so passionate about what you're saying, but your passion is not coming through. It's just coming through as wah wah wah.
That's because you don't. When you agree with me, we can feel
no,
people level. When you don't agree
with
me, you don't understand what
I'm
saying.
No, it's not. No, it's look. I'm highly intelligent. I can get what you're saying. The bottom line is that you ramble on about things that ain't nobody talking about. It's kind of tick
I'm talking about this. I'm talking about the president and his cabinet.
Well,
that's what I'm
talking
about.
The president
and
cabinet.
Nothing
to do
else.
With what Vernon was
y'all
saying.
Y'all confuse yourself trying to understand
that's
what
the question
I'm saying.
That was
so you don't. That's
you.
Why you asked me the question.
Vernon.
What did I say?
I mean, never,
right?
Never mind.
And not
yeah.
Use the people explaining mm-hmm. stuff to.
Okay,
now.
Wait a minute. Is that peace and quiet I hear? Holy shit. Wait a minute.
Okay. Wow, y'all wrong for that.
I couldn't handle it anymore.
Wow, you're the one disaster.
I know.
Hey,
sorry, man.
I did it. Wait a minute. I got one more.
Okay. Oh, that's about the third one today, too. I mean, I think that's a record.
Oh, Lord.
Third or fourth.
Yeah. She, Maze, we love you, but you're talking out your ass today. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm just going to say it.
Oh, Lord,
have mercy.
Really?
Oh, boy. But,
wow.
Man. Wow, this has just been amazing, man. Been amazing. I mean, I understand, mm-hmm. but I just say, somebody did went bad. But what I'm saying is, you know, now's the time, since he doesn't have to worry about reelection, what have it, is to do something for his home state. You know what I mean? Especially with the way the murder and stuff is going. Yeah, that's the way I'm thinking. But
you know, Eric,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, they passed a concealed and carry law here. You know, just like the sister was saying about having guns near the school and all this other stuff, and guns and even guns. It was some restaurant owners here and bars. They was like, oh no, we still not gonna allow guns in our places here.
Right.
And they got too many guns on this street here. I mean, guns in America. I mean, you got what is the average? If you everybody had a gun in America with what people own right now, I think you'd have almost maybe 5 or 6 guns in your household.
That's a shame.
And that's ridiculous.
Well, I'm going to say I'm not for gun control. I'm for people having guns because we need them. And those and people don't like the word statistics, but those states, those cities which have proliferation of guns have lower crime rates. Now, if everybody started wearing a gun all of a sudden, I'm going to have to say, and I will agree with people who do like gun control, that there would be a huge, I don't know about huge, but there would be a spike in gun crimes. But that spike would go down because a lot of people would refer to everything as the Wild West. I happen to believe in frontier justice in the Wild West, and not a lot of people died as the TV Westerns like to portray. If people had guns, and here's a question I have for everybody. If you were in a neighborhood where there were guns or in a neighborhood that had no guns, and the criminals knew they had a choice between burglarizing a neighborhood with guns or a neighborhood without guns, what neighborhood do you think they'd have home invasions in?
You know what,
Joe? You know what? The dog would hunt in a normal situation, but we're no longer in that type of normal situation. You know what I mean? We already got the Wild Wild West going on in the hood, in the ghettos.
In Chicago, you have the toughest gun control. I think the toughest gun control law in the United States, and Chicago is either number one or number two in homicides by guns, and most of it is done. I think amongst gang members, and some of it is done in domestic violence. But
Chicago is on, almost on the list of some war torn nations. And here's my thing here. You stop. See, America has created a situation where they created criminals. Stop creating criminals. Stop putting people in a situation to go ahead and get involved in this kind of lifestyle, and you wouldn't have as many problems. And his mad hysteria, this silliness that people have, that, hey, look, you can have more guns, you stop crime. You're still going to have, not criminals have, but accidental shootings. And there's a lot of that stuff going on.
But those, but these particular, like the guy Holmes and some of the other mass murderers, it's been shown, all of them have been on psychotropic drugs. And some of them have been thought of as being manipulated by the government in order to create a false flag. And I agree that if all of a sudden everybody starts wearing a gun, there's got to be a spike in crime, because everybody now will say, all I got to do is reach into my pocket, pull out a gun, and I can shoot my wife or my husband or the guy that I don't like because I'm drunk. I agree. But after a while, you just don't shoot people willy-nilly just because you got a gun.
And
you are thinking of white America. And you are just thinking of white America. Because white America doesn't have a problem with that, but black America does.
And
otherwise, we wouldn't have Trayvon Martin issues.
Yeah, but as Chef Rob said, if you eliminate poverty, a lot of the crimes, a lot of the gun killings aren't done in middle-class, upper-middle-class neighborhoods. Why? Because people have jobs. If you get rid of the poverty situation, even in the black community, you're not going to have people killing each other.
You never eliminate poverty, but you're going to have to take advantage of things by going ahead and changing certain policies.
First of all, poverty is one of those things that will always be. You'll always have less fortunate people. It's sad to say, but it's true.
And poverty don't have a color.
For the first reason is because people are lacking in education. So when you're lacking in education, the first thing you do is you put your fist up. And in this case, you're gonna. So when you are in a situation like that, you're gonna try to fight your way out of it, and that's gonna put the guns right back on the street. It doesn't matter if you have a concealed gun license; it's not gonna matter, because there's so many illegal guns out there in America today that concealed gun permit is not gonna do you a bit of good.
But you're making Rob's point, and you're making my point.
I am making Rob's
point. Because if you eliminate poverty, then you don't have people who are going to shoot each other out of simple frustration.
No, but you're never going to eliminate poverty.
But you're going...
Never, that's never going to be.
But if you
that's
have
like
better,
telling me to eliminate all the rich people. That's not going to happen.
All right, but if you have
if
better
anything,
economic
you're gonna have
policies...
More,
let me
no,
ask
you. No, you're going to have a separation of classes like you do now. It's only
well, you
be
do.
Larger.
Yeah, you're going to have a separation
you're
of classes.
You're
going to
only have rich, and you're only going to have poor. There's not going to be any middle class.
There's no middle class now.
There isn't. You're right.
Well,
why,
that's one
but,
thing
yeah,
we
but
all
do you think
on.
It can come back if you have good economic and good educational policies, making sure that people can actually get a decent education, and if the rules and regulations and laws
and we would
were
all
changed?
Be leprechauns if we had a bucket of gold.
And
no, we're not.
What? Now that was a good one. Say that again, Renee.
Yeah.
We would all be leprechauns if we had a bucket of gold. Come on, this is reality. This is the way the world is made. We want to keep the poor and the rich want to be
rich.
Oh,
I agree, but
there's
look,
no...
we've had in the last 10 years 6 million manufacturing jobs go overseas. If we change the economic policy so that it would be more attractive for corporations like Apple to bring everybody in the money back, then you'd have jobs. That would cut down on poverty. Do you not think so?
That would still not cut down on poverty.
That would not cut down on poverty?
It would not.
It would.
It would not. No,
it would.
No, if you had brought back 6 million jobs,
look,
and you had 6 million jobs available for Americans who have no jobs now, which is why you have poverty, they would lift themselves up from poverty, but
you know
you're
what?
Saying
that,
it wouldn't
would,
be poverty.
That would, that,
would,
that would not even put a dent in it right now.
6
it
million
would.
Jobs.
No, it would.
No.
Oh.
No. You have to think
would.
Of all the people that have lost their jobs in the last 10 years. Not just the last 8, but the
last
10 to 15 to 20 years.
Jobs
you will
more.
Never, look, even if you brought back trillions of businesses from overseas, it would not cover all the people that have come up in this country in the last 20 years that do not have a job now. It wouldn't cover, Joe.
I think trillions would cover it.
No. They're still going to have the separation of classes. They want to keep the separation
What's
of classes.
What's the cure for poverty?
There's no cure for poverty.
No,
it is what it is.
All
you either are poor, or you're going to be poor, or you're going to be rich. There's an in-between.
All right.
Well, I wish that it was.
Those who have a voice help go ahead and feed into creating poverty. And it's one of those things to go ahead and justify them being on top, because you got to have, in order to be on top, you got to have somebody underneath.
No, you don't. You don't achieve riches simply by stepping on the necks of people, because if you don't have a middle class to help with the corporation's growth, then you don't have growth.
Let's look at what the Koch brothers support. Okay.
Not them.
Well, the Koch brothers are supposedly libertarians who supposedly are responsible for some of the ills in America. The thing is, they do want to have PAC groups. They also have supported other types of issues, which a lot of people don't like. The thing is, though, is that it's not what I'm saying is the same like a 501(c). Just because you're rich doesn't necessarily mean you got it by robbing from people. That's the communist line.
Okay. You know, what about all the people who don't have jobs? What about all the people that are failing?
How do the people who are poor and don't have jobs contribute to the wealth of the wealthy?
They don't. I mean,
what I'm saying. Not necessarily. Does it mean that because you're well? How did Warren Buffett, how did Gates, how did Jobs step on people's necks in order for them to get rich?
By stealing patents and carrying on.
By what? Stealing patents?
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, patents. You know, finding somebody who invented something and say, okay, I'm taking it. Okay, that was May's train to school, okay? That was May's school.
All right.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
And I'm not saying that they don't. Rockefeller's famous for his dirty deals.
Rockefeller was something else. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he probably killed the competition. How about Joe Kennedy? Everybody considers the Kennedys like the family of Camelot. Joe Kennedy was the Irish Al Capone. He absolutely had to step on. He had to kill people to get to where he got.
Well,
he
look.
Became the first.
So anytime you go ahead and you have a business here, you got your corporation here, you pull up roots and go ahead and put it into another country where they're paying lesser wages. That's not contributing to the poverty rate in America?
Well, if you're going to pull up roots here, it's because the rules and regulations make it so that you can give somebody a decent wage and make a profit. It's not because it's just the greed of America.
Oh, no. Okay, so
it is because of the greed, because if you care about your home, you care about your country, your patriot, and everything, you wouldn't pull up roots and go nowhere else.
Look, they don't even want to raise the minimum wage.
Well, that's the problem that's Congress who instituted these rules and regulations. People who aren't ordered to make a profit.
Congress still hasn't taken a pay cut happening. Congress haven't taken a pay cut. Everybody else them been made take pay cuts.
Oh,
but Congress
they got a pay. They voted themselves a pay raise. Plus, who's in charge of the company of America? It's not just really Congress. It's the lobbyists, which are corporations, right?
The lobbyists. The lobbyists are the ones. Go ahead. They got the ear of the politicians.
Right.
Go ahead and make rules and regulations to go ahead and support what the people are paying them to do. Paying these people to go ahead and say, hey, look, it's all right to go ahead and get tax breaks if I go ahead and open my company in China.
Well, yeah, I mean, but there's another thing, too. Supposing you're an honest company and you're making, you've finally made it up there to making a few million bucks a year. You know what's going to happen to you if you don't have a lobbyist? You're going to have some of these stupid agencies come down on you and say, you know what? You're violating a law here and there. And the lawyers are going to say, what law? And the FCC or the SEC or the FAA, you know, or any of
that's
these agencies are going to say.
That's the lobbyists from their competition wants to do that.
Yeah. I mean, there are a few corporations who are very powerful who do affect other corporations, but not all of the Fortune 500 or the Fortune 100 are that crooked. Besides which, again, they're almost forced to do that. And don't forget, as you said, Rob, if we're going to have the lobbyists, and the lobbyists are really responsible, they're also in bed with the Congress. Congress can say, I don't want to take your money.
But they're really taking the
money. And they're the ones passing the laws.
Really, really?
Oh, Lord.
So who's responsible for
it?
So who's responsible for it? It's the lobbyists and Congress.
Really?
Oh, together.
Did you figure that out?
And that's what's wrong with America. So as a result of that, that's what's happening. That's why we have to have a government. You know, you're never going to stamp out corruption, but you can try to help it by diminishing it by having a limited government.
Really?
If we have agencies here and there, the agencies are going to have all the power, and then the lobbyists are attracted to the agencies to get them to do what they want. If you don't have the agencies, then you don't have lobbyists.
And then you're polluting and everything else, and then people dying and streams and all this stuff is happening.
Well, you're talking about people dying. How come? Yeah, you know, you're not concerned about going overseas. You don't care about that.
You're going over there doing the same thing to those people, polluting them out too. And then you ain't going to have nowhere to go. Then where you going to be? Out of business?
You see that thing on DuPont where they killed all those people in India, and they had lobbyists, all them lobbyists in the U.S., and they were trying to go ahead and say not pay them and take care of them. Look at the situation right now with Monsanto and what they're doing. They got a whole lot of lobbyists trying to go ahead and protect them right now.
Trying to control the world,
Look at what France is one of the only countries that really stood up for Monsanto and pretty much kicking them out of their country.
But you know what?
You can't
feed yourself no more, Joe, because you can't use
in France,
a plant that you already had because of him.
Right.
Oh, but who did that to make it possible for him to do what he's doing?
I'll process that a little bit later.
Yeah, please process if you don't want to talk
about
it.
All right. Also,
all right,
France, you got a 75% income tax.
Don't finish that, Joe. Mm-hmm. Don't finish it. You through?
Yeah.
All right, because we got to get out of here. I got to go do some praying. I got to go do some serious praying tonight on Baptist Day.
Yeah, me too. Maze, I'm going to pray for you.
Good. I don't need you to pray for me.
Before we get up out of here, we're going to let y'all get your last words in. And we're going to start with Maze. Go ahead, Maze, your last words.
Yes, Mr. Talk, you don't have to do no serious praying because I forgive you for what you said. It don't bother me. I said it rise off my back. And I love you anyway. Okay?
Well, thank you. I love you too, Maze. But here's
even
going
though
something.
Y'all don't agree with me, even though y'all don't agree with me, don't upset me. Sometimes you listen and you hear what's being said. But if you're talking and laughing, you'll miss it every time.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate
it.
And I'll see you tomorrow. I know you'll be here tomorrow.
Yes, I will.
All right. Have a good one. All right, Mr. Joe.
Yeah, what's the next battle zone going to be tomorrow? What's the next topic?
Oh, tomorrow is really going to be good. If we were in slavery, where would we be today?
Oh, my goodness.
See, that is. Hey, that's it. So, that's it, Joe?
Yeah, I got fewer than fewer words today.
All right, sir. Well, thank you, and I'll see you tomorrow for If We Were in Slavery. Have a good one.
Bye.
All right. Mr. Rob, Chef Type, one each.
Well, basically, about the leadership thing here, there are no black leaders. The guys are going ahead and profiting off your pain. The ones that are really trying to stand up and be leaders and trying to go ahead and organize and stuff, their voice is being drowned out because the media deemed these other persons as leader, and they got a whole lot of people hating them and not realizing that they ain't doing nothing for them. But at the same time, they know that they're collecting money. About that thing about your guns, I don't think that you need as many guns like you got here. I think it's ridiculous and some kind of false realm of reality that you need a whole bunch of guns to protect yourself from criminals when you should go ahead and look at who's helping create criminals. I mean, you're not going to eradicate poverty altogether, but you should go ahead and do something to look out for your brother.
Cool. All right. And don't forget it. I told you, don't forget to put your stuff on the page, man, so we can get it out, word out there.
I'm trying. It's just like it just say hit a likes button and then just send you a message, man. And I was trying and don't say nothing else, man. What the hell?
All right. Well, put the doobies down, then go and make it work, okay?
Hey.
Yeah, stop making them dang on brownies. All right, Chef Man. See you tomorrow. All right, y'all. Another outstanding show here on Let's Talk Today. And bottom line is this. The so-called leaders are making money off our problems and our issues, and you know, they hush men. I guess we decided they're hush men. They're just, you know, profiteers, poverty pimps, what have you. And until we come together as a people, you know, and a lot was said correctly, you know, the local level is where we need to start at. However, we can't even get good with just a little bit of people we have right here on the show. We can't even agree on anything there. So imagine how it is on a local level, you know, when you have this group against that group. And maybe that's what it is. We need to get away from group, and just look at what the issue is and come together and work toward a common issue. But yet, being that America was formed on division and has always prospered on the division of a country, you know, it has trickled down into the black community to where we're not just divided down the middle, we're divided in the quarters, you know, and if not worse. So until we figure out a way to conquer that issue that we have as a community, then Renee may be right. You know, how can we expect a president to do it if we can't do it on our own on a local level? Those are my last words. Just remember, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, if you want to send me a message, send it to ericlesstalk@gmail.com or go to Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. It's been fun, y'all. I enjoyed it. I want to thank everybody for participating. Rob, East Coast, Migraine, Ebony, you know, Knowledge, Benny, All Facts. Let's see. Anyone I may have forgotten is not purposely. My mind is just racing right now because I got to go and get on my knees here. I got to do some praying. But thank you, everybody, for participating, and I do appreciate you. Remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with an open heart. But before you do, make sure your heart, you're forgiving yourself first. All right, until tomorrow, y'all, we're going to go out here with Unbreakable, which is the song of the day, and I'll see y'all then. I'm out of here.